Hello and welcome to this audio boo for the foundation degree in sport and exercise science. We were looking yesterday at data exploration, which is to do with element one of your assignment. And the key points that you need to register in your mind with regards to data is that you will be given a set of data that you need to analyze critically with regards to the data set, and you need to, from the 6 points I gave you, which I've emailed, you need to be in a position to be able to suggest to me what is happening with that data. So look out for some significant scores within the data. Is there anything that really, really stands out from that data? And from what stands out, what do you understand? Provide explanations for each of this. In your lesson next week, we will be going through the same process, except you will be given live data, which you have to analyze initially individually and then as a group. We'll be splitting into 3 or 4 groups, and then you'll report your findings back. And the whole idea is to actually be in a position where you can look at data and understand what are the key issues with regards to data. What do you understand? Can you explain the data, and can you explain the significance of the data? The idea is, if you can be in a position where you start reading around data and research, Judith Bell, for instance, is a very good example of a good research resource. And by reading around the subject area, you need to also realize that with the data that will be provided to you, there is some literature. That literature is what you need to use in order to back up your argument. For example, if the results are scoring low, then obviously with regards to team cohesion, which is the togetherness of a team coming together to share common goals, well, if that's already low, then the results are related to the theory that low cohesion could equal low success. However, if the results are high, then high cohesion equals there's a good chance of success. So with this data, again, in summary, you have to explore some data, analyze the results, look out for the significance of any of those results, but more importantly, you need to be able to use theory to back up your arguments, as I gave you an example there of cohesion. Thank you for listening.